morning and welcome back. 9:17 with the sun shining here. 36 degrees where we're at. Welcome to our Friday talk around. Always great to talk with Brianna Koval. And we move from that to Marketplace for Kids, something you've heard us talk about, a few years back. Of course, last year, everything kind of a no-go. Robert Heikamp in with us this morning. Good morning, young man.
Good morning, sir. How's it going?
It's going great. Good to have you in here this year. We missed you last year.
Yeah, I missed a lot of people last year.
Well, Bob, tell us a little bit about Marketplace for Kids for people that don't know. What specifically is this?
Well, Marketplace for Kids is a statewide education program. We're a nonprofit, and we do entrepreneurial education programs for kids all over the state, usually 12 locations. We do one in Wapton here, and that one is usually in May, usually the Tuesday after science school education because we use their facilities.
Sure.
And then we just get kids together and we give them choices of classes. Those classes will range anywhere from a STEM class, you know, math, science, and those kind of things, to they get to sit in a race car. We'll have them do simulated welding. The diesel boys at science school put them in a tractor and let them drive a tractor. So we
wow.
do backhoe basketball. Ambulance, it just goes on and on and on. So.
So what a great event and kind of a far-reaching event for kids, too, in terms of what they can do.
Yep. Normally, Wapton, we generally have right around 1,000 to 1,200 kids registered. Across the state, we do approximately 6,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the middle of the education day, the kids are encouraged to do projects, which is either an invention or a business idea. And we set them up a trade show floor, kind of, and they have to pitch their product to the chamber or business people from the community. So,
and you normally have over 1,000 kids for this?
Yep.
Wow.
Every year. So.
Well, that speaks to its popularity, definitely.
Yeah. This is actually our ninth year.
Okay.
Not including last year that we had to skip, of course. So we had to skip all of them last year, so which was a sad thing. So.
Right. But this year, back bigger and better than ever. And this is going to be running May 18th through the 21st, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And we have our advisory leadership team for the Wapton area has made the decision to go to a virtual format.
Mm-hmm.
It's taken us, let's say over a year to get something virtual put in place that the kids can go to. So registration is now open. It's open till I think Monday, May 10th. We do have the ability to do some late registrations. So, but by May 10th, we'd like to have all the students that are doing projects to send in their information so that we can put something together. So, and then those will be videotaped as well and then sent in to us. So,
okay.
But I think we're up to 18 classes-ish.
Wow.
Video recorded classes that we'll send a link out to everybody that registers and the students can watch them and they can watch them all in one day or we've extended it for 3 days now.
Mm-hmm.
Marketplace is usually a one-day event. So we give the teachers 3 or 4 days now, depending on where it falls, to break it up for the students so they can watch it a few at a time or back up and study some more or whatever they want to do.
Boy, what a great event. All being done virtually. And like you mentioned, this has taken about a year to sort of coordinate all this and put it together.
Well, yeah. You would think, you know, do the Zoom or Microsoft Teams. We took it real hard. We were working with Microsoft for a while there.
Sure.
And we couldn't. The numbers that we had to have available, like out in Williston, we have approximately about 2,500 people out there, you know, 12 to 1,500 students out there. And we to get that many people online and, you know, all the right people doing the right things because we can't run it all out of our
office.
Sure. So we just couldn't do it. Or the price of those applications went from zero for free, you know, for up to 100 people or whatever, to $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year.
Wow.
And it was just astronomical. We couldn't, you know, the budget wouldn't hold that.
So, right.
So.
Man, what a great event. And again, this coming up May 18th through the 21st, virtual education days, too, with Marketplace for Kids. Good stuff, and I'm always amazed every time we talk about this. Like you said, just how wide-ranging this is in terms of how many things the kids can actually get involved in.
Right. It's like we always say, it's the kids. Usually those kids is there for elementary kids grades 3 through 8.
Mm-hmm.
It's open to everybody, but it's usually their first look at entrepreneurship. It's their first look at, you know, inventing something or creating a business. It's their first look at their local college in I think 10 of the 12 locations. So
wow, and what a great challenge too. I mean, you know, to have them get out and get after things, because this it just appears from what you've told me even in years past too, that this is challenging kids too. This isn't just, you know, something you sit back and sort of enjoy. There's a challenge to this.
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet. Yep.
And a great challenge too.
Yep. The projects take a little bit of time to put together, and hopefully we've got some out there that are working on them already.
All right.
And time-wise, I guess Marketplace has been around for 26. This is our 26th year now.
Unbelievable.
The Lopton event, we started 10 years ago, so this is going to be our ninth annual.
Mm-hmm.
Ninth, how do I have to say that? Do I have to say semi-annual? Non-annual?
Non-annual, yeah, there you go.
A lot of things are changing.
So if people want to get in on this and they want to get their kids, make them a part of this, what do they do?
Basically, what you need to do is just go to marketplaceforkids.org, our website. There's a place marked Education Days, a tab at the top. Just hover over that, and it'll bring a drop-down list for your region. The closest area you're to is what you just click on, like Wapton would pull
sure.
it up. Pull up on there, and it gives you all the information right there. So there's a list of classes. There's we've got a clock, countdown clock to registration end, and mm-hmm. we've got everything else. All the forms and everything are at the bottom of the page there, and fill them in and send them in. This year, actually, the virtual is a good thing because there's actually only like a one-page registration form. And then if you have any students with projects, there's another page for that, and that's it.
Wow. So making it easy.
Pretty simple. Yeah,
yeah, it is very user-friendly. Anything else you want to cover this morning, Bob, before we wrap things up? I know you had another sheet there. You got a lot of stuff to go
over. Yeah, we got a lot going on. So
yeah, go ahead.
What happens when you got idle hands? You know, you got stuff to put together. So we've actually brought back a very popular event, which is our professional development program
mm-hmm.
for teachers and educators. Marketplace for Kids will reimburse any teacher or educator that wants to take this one-credit class up to $50 for their tuition. So it basically should be free because I think that's what all of them pay, charge, all the colleges charge. And these credits are available through Valley City State College, Mayville State College, University of North Dakota, and North Dakota State University. And we have links on our webpage for that under, I think it's under the resources page.
Okay.
And all they have to do there is click on that. They go right to the college and apply or register. I believe one of them is closed. Registration is closed for this year.
Mm-hmm.
UND and NDSU are May 25th, I see.
All right.
I think either Valley City or Mayville has closed for now for this year, but it'll be available next year. We are planning a pretty large campaign this summer to pitch that idea out there. So I know teachers are always looking for extra professional development
mm-hmm.
throughout the year. Along
it's a great way to get
a
it.
Lot of us. So.
Sure. Definitely.
Continuing education part.
So. Definitely.
But this all is a good right. way for them to get that and actually have it paid for. And it, by the way, is also all virtual this year, too, by
sure.
the way. So
that seems to be the trend.
Yes, it's gotten that way. And I know a lot of the kids really prefer in person.
Mm-hmm.
The teachers prefer. We prefer in person.
Absolutely.
I mean, a lot of us are a lot of social mm-hmm. starved at this point. So
isn't that the truth?
But
all right, maybe next year.
This next year for sure.
We'll get to it next year.
We're setting dates already. I think we've got two or three dates set already for next year. And
good.
We're moving forward.
I got this. Great to hear that. Talking Marketplace for Kids this morning with Robert Heikamp. Robert, thanks for stopping by. Come back after it's all over. Give us an update and let us know how it went. Would you do that?
We can do that.
All right.
Bet.
Thank you, sir. It's 9:26 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Got the sun shining right now, 36 degrees. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr with an Ag News update. USDA announces a breakthrough for an African swine fever vaccine candidate. The announcement means those involved in vaccine production will no longer have to rely on live pigs and fresh cells for vaccine production. The discovery overcomes one of the major challenges for manufacturing of an African swine fever virus vaccine. The newly developed vaccine, grown in a continuous cell line, means immortalized cells that divide continuously or otherwise indefinitely has the same characteristics as the original vaccine produced with fresh swine cells. Sounds insignificant, but it's a major deal. Very dry conditions in April resulted in low runoff in the upper Missouri River Basin, runoff 44% of average, the ninth driest April in 123 years of record. The updated 2021 Upper Basin runoff forecast, 17.8 million acres.